And I'd like to introduce somebody else who's in studio. We'll be talking with her at more extensively in just a little bit. And that's Amanda Lawan. She is the publisher of Michipreneur, an online community for Michigan-based small businesses and entrepreneurs, and a whole lot of other things. Amanda, so good to have you in studio with us.
Thanks for having me.
I understand as well that you have a connection with a rascal we know as Mike Brennan, who is waiting in the weeds here. Oh, hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Hi, Mike.
Mike, are you hearing me? All right, there you go.
Oh, there he is.
There we go. Okay, I keep forgetting to push that darn button.
There you are, hiding way into his. But I was saying that Amanda Lawan is with us in the studio. We're going to be talking with her about the exciting things that are going on in Detroit in terms of entrepreneurs and technology. But she is also collaborating with you on Michigan Technology News, right? MI Tech News?
She is. I'm going to feature some of her stories. She's going to feature some of mine. It's a good thing, right? So.
Good combination. What kind of stories will you be featuring, Amanda?
Anything about technology that we think startups and growing businesses should be paying attention to.
Excellent. So,
gee, that's almost all of them,
isn't
it?
I know. I know.
But what's nice about that, folks, is that Amanda represents, you know, somebody who has a finger on the pulse of what's going on around our Detroit area, which is really a booming area for a lot of these startups. And, Mike, that's one of the benefits of the many of subscribing to mitechnews.com, and you can do that simply by going to internetadvisor.net and going down the page and clicking. For nothing, you get that information and much more. So, Mike, why don't we dive into some of the headlines that you have this week. I see one there, and I just thought it was kind of interesting. It says Lear is going to acquire Eagle Ottawa Auto Leather Maker for $850.
World's largest supplier of automotive leather. They're going to get them for $850 million in cash and a few other things. It won't close until next year, but that, you know, really anymore, it's not really GM, Ford, and Chrysler building the cars. Mm-hmm. It's the tier one suppliers that do it. So Lear's just getting bigger and bigger. So.
Well, what fascinated me about that was that there was a company, this is in our area, Eagle Ottawa?
I'm not exactly sure where they're at, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
I can't help you out with that part.
But it's fascinating. There's one company that's been handling all this leather work, and it's now being acquired by Lear.
Well, not, certainly not one company. Seton is also in the automotive leather business, and there's a few others. But
I mean, this one's
Eagle Ottawa is the biggest.
Yeah, and it's being bought by Lear, which is a big deal, too. So some of the big boys playing there. And another headline you have is Michigan ranks third in a new ranking of clean energy jobs. I found that interesting.
Yeah, for the second quarter, there's a group called Environmental Entrepreneurs, and they look at this very thing, and we created 1,450 clean energy and clean transportation jobs between April and June, ranking third in the country.
Where would those clean energy jobs be? Give an example, for instance.
Well, in this particular case, it was some big facilities out of Sterling Heights, Green Team Coalition, and then there were some other things in terms of clean energy with windmills and, you know, all
sort of
power stuff.
Amanda, are there things like that on a smaller level going on here in the Detroit area, the clean energy kind of jobs?
You know, I don't have my finger on that pulse as much, but I do know there's a couple technology startups. One of them is called Green Lancer, and they've been growing and doing really well, and I think they help connect people for jobs for engineers who can help with that online.
That's great to hear that we're ranking third, and that's a good rank to have and a good category to be in. Also, another one is that Michigan Great Lakes Virtual Academy is opening up for the second year. What is that?
Well, it's a new group. They're actually up in the Manistee area. You can take a lot of your classes online. I don't know that much about them. I don't think they replace the high school, but they supplement the high school. Mm-hmm. Plus, you can take your college placement exams and things like that.
Well, that's excellent. And it's going to be the second year that they're going to be on air as well. Well, folks, these are some of the headlines, just a taste of some of the things that you'll find. And there's much more, including things specifically for entrepreneurs, people looking for venture capital out there, and also the headlines on some of the things that are going on in these different areas in biotechnology and clean energy and things like that you'll find, as well as national and international headlines, all of that packaged together in MI Tech News. We just give you a little bit of a tasting because there are many, many, many more stories that will arrive for free at your email inbox every Friday if you'll simply go to internetadvisor.net. And once you are there, scroll down the page to where Mike's smiling face is. Click on that button that says subscribe, and then you can just put your email address in, and you're on your way to getting all this valuable information. Mike, I thought I'd wrap up with one of the other things I saw, and kind of interesting that a survey is out here saying that it's kind of maybe a surprising thing in terms of the technology that iPhone 6 users want. What's that?
The sapphire is green because it's hard to scratch and dent. That's the number one thing they want, as well as infrared cameras for the dark.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your headlines here, and we will see you again next week in the fall issue of the Internet Advisor.
Thanks, Ross.